I was thinking and praying, and when Rod asked me, would you able to share God's word with me, God's word here at Emerald, I prayed about it, and then, got the passage, Matthew chapter 16, verses 21 to 28. That's where we are going to be meditating on. And from there, and I thought, we'll focus. What is the most important thing in our lives, in your life? And sometimes we may think, oh, we need to have a nice house. Am I right? A nice shelter, and which is so important. We work hard in order to get a nice house as well. It doesn't come easily. In Australia, the house prices are keep on increasing, and even a bank to lend the money, we need to have a deposit, am I right? And we work hard towards that one, and it's not easy. But we try, work hard, and we get there. Maybe you consider that is an important thing in your life. For some people, man, who cares? House or other thing. Food is enough for us. Wherever food is, it's a place of heaven for them, for some people. So some of us consider that is a very important thing in our life. And as for some others, and we think our family, my family, and they have to have a better life. And I need to have a holiday. That sort of thing which can be important thing in our lives. And other people say, like I heard one man, he was talking with me in Philippines. And they live in that... he went over and saw and staying in the high-rise building, and he looked at and all the slum people living in small places, even on the street. And for them, having a nice vehicle, which is good for them, so they work hard to have a nice vehicle. And even here, most of our people countryside, they have a four-wheel drive. Am I right? Not a small car. And so which is very important for them. And for some people, maybe education or a good job, that's an important thing for them. They're committed to their work. And they want to study high. And for some other people, the fitness. And I praise God for Rod, and he can run 40K, and and his wife 10K, and which is wonderful to keep our body fit and nice. And so we may spend a lot of time, even Andy, where I'm staying, and he goes to gym, and he says, I go early in the morning and work out for 3 hours. So, 2 hours. So, we want to keep our body fit and nice. We consider that is so important in our life. We're going to look at what is the most important thing from the scripture. One of the most important thing for Jesus Christ to... coming to this earth, if we look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, over there, God's word, it says, from that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciple that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must kill, and on the third day he raised to life. That is the key thing are important thing for Jesus Christ to come into this world. Jesus Christ has come into this world not to have a flash life. Jesus Christ to come into this world, not to born in a big palace or anything. How he was born? He was born in a manger. And he lived a life and he said, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head. The man, one who owned everything, created everything, and heaven, which is his seat, and the earth his footstool, and came down to this earth, what is the purpose? To lay down his life for us. We need to think about that one. That is his purpose. That's what the scripture it says. And he told his disciples, hey, this is going to happen. They're going to kill me. And I'm going to suffer in this way. And I need to be raised on the third day. Do you know that what the disciples, they thought of him? Crazy. No, it should not happen. And for them, even Peter, her important thing, the disciples, their important thing, they thought, Jesus is the Messiah, he's gonna destroy the Roman government and all those things. He's gonna sit and rule over them. And he'll be like David, like how he ruled, the similar way. He can sit and rule and they can be their ministers. They can have something in this world. That's what they thought. That's the reason, like Peter, he was saying, like verse 22, the scripture says, Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you. You should not suffer. You should not be killed at the cross of Calvary. And nothing should happen like that. What you should do? You should establish your kingdom and we will be your ministers or someone ruling along with you. That is their idea. And the same way, like even now, people come to Christianity not just for the real thing, but having a better life. And maybe what is our purpose even coming to church? Maybe you're just a fellowship or what is? Why are we following Christ? What is our important thing in our lives? That's a question over there for us to check ourselves. But do you know what Jesus said to Peter? Then Jesus said to his disciples, and whoever wants to be my disciples must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. One of the things in India, what we face at the moment, which is from charismatic churches. What do? They present the gospel and say, come to Jesus Christ. If you are living in poverty, if you are living in some sort of need, come to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will provide you. Is it that gospel? Is it what you also want in your life? I want a better life because I'm worshiping the Lord. Better with my family because I'm worshiping. But Jesus Christ calling us to deny ourselves. Denying our comfort zone. That's some of the things what we saw, you and I, we love to have. Nice house, nice car, nice education, everything instant, everything, it should be comfortable for us. But God is calling us to deny in certain area so that His purpose, His will be done in our lives. If Jesus wants to have that comfortable life or a wonderful life, He could have had, He doesn't need anyone to give Him at all. Am I right? He is God. Everything belongs to Him. But what was the Father's will in His life? It is not that one, but to come to this earth to take the form of a human being, to suffer. So even in our lives, you may be thinking in your life, having all those things, that is better life. No, that is not a better life for you. Something God is calling you to deny in your life. It is a God's word. And if we look at over there, Jesus teaches them what is the important thing. The important thing is verse 25, it says, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? What is the important thing of man's life is our own soul. The soul which is so precious in the sight of God. As I shared in India, 1.3 billion people yet to hear the gospel. When you and I look into our eyes, we may think, why we bother? Here in Australia, still a lot of people do not know Jesus Christ. Why we bother? Someone is in India. Someone is living less than $10 a day. Why we bother? Our heart does not go over there. We don't really pray. Who cares? That sort of thing or mentality people may have. But God looks at each and every one of you. He does not look at you, differentiate, oh, he is Australian or he is an American or he is an English. He is looking each and every one of us as souls. Am I right? Before him there is no Jews or Gentiles. We all are same, or we all are one in Christ. That's how he looks at us. The soul is so precious. So that's the reason the scripture says, for whoever wants to save their life will lose it. So if you think having a better house will save you, but really, it does not. If you think your bright future is just having a better education and better job, and if you are focusing that one, and we are not really saving our lives. The scripture says we are losing it. But having Jesus Christ as the center, and has his focus and his purpose and his will and his important thing is, if it is those things important for us, we are actually saving our lives. Did Jesus come, Christ come to this world for you to have everything here on this earth? Not really. Rather, he says, if you follow me, what will happen? You will have troubles in this world. So, coming to Jesus Christ, to have everything, all the material things, we are not saving anything, but losing our life, or denying ourselves for the sake of Christ will save it. That's the thing. Yep. And so when you and I, when we deny ourselves, when we sacrifice and involve in the work of God, the scripture itself, we will be rewarded. And verse 27, for the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what they have done. Amen. It is a wonderful Bible verse. It is not when Christ is going to come back again, and we don't know when he is going to come. We got to be ready to meet him. But when we meet him, how are we going to face him? That is a question. You're going to say, I built a nice house, I had a nice car in your name. And he will say, okay, that's all right. Is it a big for him? That is not a big thing for him. Have you denied yourself in order to reach someone to get to know Jesus Christ? What did you do about the lost souls? That's a question. And here, the scripture which clearly talks about, and he will reward each person. According to our works, we will be rewarded. And when you and appear before him, and he got to say, good and faithful servant, enter into my kingdom. That is the word you got to hear and I got to hear. And that's the reason God is calling us to do. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11 to 14, over there the scripture says, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their works will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. And each and every one of us here on this earth, as we build our life, okay? We are in God's kingdom and we are building something. We are building our houses in heaven as well. Are we building in hay, or are we building it by precious stone and gold or silver? Our works will be burned one day. If it is built by silver, gold, or precious stone, it can't be burned at all. Maybe sometimes our lives may look so nice, so wonderful here, but if it is just on the hay, what will happen? It will be revealed when we appear before him. And I want to finish up comparing that one with Acts chapter 17. In Acts chapter 17, Apostle Paul, he went to a place called Athens. At Athens, over there, the city was filled with idols. And there were a lot of philosophers were there. And one group called Epicureans. The Epicurean people, their lifestyle is eat, drink, and marry. That is their lifestyle. So that is the important thing in their life or in this world for them. Eat, drink, and marry. And another people group called Stoics. another philosophers. And the Stoics and their idea is the standard of living, high moral standard, they got to live. And that is important for them. But the thing Paul went over, and when he went over and he looked at the various people and told them, hey people, you are very religious, you are good at various things, but those things can't make you or get into heaven or please God. But one thing I'm going to tell you, you got so many temples and idols and various things, but I'm going to tell about the unknown God, who is the creator of everything. And he wants you to repent and turn back to him. One time he was ignoring about your whatever you do, but now no longer he ignores. Rather, he wants you to turn back to him and accept him. Maybe the call may be same tonight, this morning. The call is for us. What is important thing in our lives? Is it just eat and drink and marry? Or live a high standard life? Or a moral life? Or is it our heart is after heart like Jesus, who came to this world in order to save us, to give his life for us, to redeem us from our sin? That is an important question. And we believe, we each and every one of us, we need to be rewarded in his kingdom. Am I right? And when we get there, our works should be built upon gold, precious stone and silver. And God needs to say, come on my son, you are faithful and wonderful, enter into my kingdom. So that should be our thing. That should be our important thing in our life. God's will should be our will. He does not need you. He could save some half. He does not need your money because everything he wants it. But the thing is, he wants you to be part of it. Amen? Each and every one of us to be part of it. Jesus Christ, even himself, he could have just said by a word, but not, he didn't do. He got to come into this world. He got to live a simple life and die for us. So are we ready to do the important thing what God wants us to do? Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this wonderful moment. Thank you for your word comes and challenges us to look at ourselves and involve in important things, O God. Lord, here as well in Australia, there are a lot of people yet to know the gospel. And help us to be a witnesses to them here in Australia. At the same time, O God, and help us to have a heart to reach other people. And wherever we are able to be part of, help us to be part of, so that your kingdom be extended, O God. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen. Amen.